With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
San Diego Union Tribune, speaking of superstardom, joins us here on 97.3 The Fan. Mr. Ziegler, how are you today? Thanks so much for coming on the program.
I'm doing great. How about you? Just trying to stay dry.
Yeah, well, you're going to be indoors tonight. Luckily, they didn't schedule the old Petco Park contest, which will I guess that'll live in infamy in San Diego State basketball history. Every time they play USD, it seems like that game comes up, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. Hindsight might not have been such a good idea for them.
No. But indoors, they've handled the Toreros pretty easily. They've beaten them 11 straight times. They haven't lost to them at Viejas Arena since 2000. And so Tony and I were kind of discussing this a little earlier. I wanted to get your thoughts on it. I think that the Aztecs might be overlooking these guys a little bit tonight. Tony thinks it's quite all right if they overlook these guys tonight because they're so much better than USD. So where does the truth lie here?
I think they're overlooking them. I wouldn't say they're overlooking them at all, but human nature would suggest that when you have a whole bunch of good games back to back to back, you're not pointing at one single game. And that's, you know, they just played at Illinois State, which was a really, really, really tough road game and a really hard road trip. And then on Saturday, they play against Cal, a Cal team that beat them last year at home. So, you know, it's probably the third biggest game of the week for them. So if you want to put it that way, and if that's overlooking them, then maybe. I will say this is the best USD team since they went to the NCAA tournament. And they're not going to be quite as good tonight because I don't think Masalski, their 6'10 sophomore center, is going to play. It doesn't sound like he's going to play. If he does, he's going to be hobbled with an ankle sprain. And that changes them quite a bit because that's really their one true big. And San Diego State has a lot of length and athleticism that could bother them. But that said, these guys are veteran players. They're going to start four seniors and a fourth-year junior, and they're not going to get rattled in Viejas Arena. So this could be a really tight, interesting game.
For the record, Mark, I think my thought process is more along the lines of I just think San Diego State's not overlooking them, and they have a right to be confident going into this game. That's kind of where I'm coming from on this. But let me ask you about the last win they had. Illinois State, they go up there. They have a crazy travel to get there. They're a little shorthanded. What did you learn about the Aztecs in that game?
You know, one thing about going on the road, and you would know this from having done it yourself many times, is the first time a team goes on the road in the season, you find out a lot about that team.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of unknowns, particularly when you have a young team, and you just don't know how they're going to bond, and are they going to point fingers, because there's going to be adversity, and it's just different than playing on a neutral court. I mean, they were in Maui for three games. That was a neutral court situation. There were a lot of Aztec fans there. This was completely different. There were, like, about four Aztec fans in there. And they really bonded. The thing that Coach Dutcher keeps talking about is he goes, they were talking to each other. They were communicating. They were coming in timeouts. And they weren't getting on each other just saying, hey, next time do it like this. Or, hey, let's try this. Or good job. Or keep it going. And I think that was the thing that they came away with most pleased.
Nice victory, I think, and a lot of people probably overlooked that, but you mentioned it in a paper today. I mean, Missouri Valley has picked Illinois State to win that league, so that doesn't mean they're going to win the league, but it means they're pretty well thought of, and the Aztecs handled them very, very nicely. I think that was a better win than a lot of people think. Back to the USD thing, because you threw it. I did read your story today, Mark, and about the game. There's another one at Jenny Craig Pavilion next year between these two schools. Is this thing in any kind of danger of going away, the San Diego State USD matchup? I won't say rivalry. I'll just say matchup.
You know, I think every time the contract ends, there is a chance that it might not be renewed, particularly from the San Diego State end. And, you know, I see there's two sides to look at it. Is this a great thing for the community? And this is what you should do if you have, you know, a couple Division I teams in the community. And then remember, we're going to have three in the community pretty shortly here with UCSD. Or do you have to look at it from San Diego State's perspective? And it's not a game that any team in their position and their sort of high-profile aspirations to make the NCAA tournament every year would schedule and don't schedule. I mean, Gonzaga doesn't play Eastern Washington anymore. There's a bunch of other examples around the country. There almost none of these games are left where you expose a team that is, a good program that has, is always contending for NCAA tournament spots every year to unnecessary risk in the non-conference. And so they try to eliminate that, and they already have to go into these stupid challenge series that the Mountain West makes them do. So I have a feeling that they will take a long, hard look at this and wonder if this is what they want to keep doing.
Mark Ziegler joins the Gwynn and Chris Show, San Diego Union-Tribune. Mark, you mentioned the schedule. A couple days ago, the article came out about San Diego, or about the Mountain West Conference, and I believe it was the Missouri State Conference to have that.
No, Missouri Valley.
Missouri
Atlantic
Valley.
And the Atlantic 10, I think it was a mention, too.
So tell us a little bit about how those conference contracts work, where these teams are playing one another, and it seems as though the Aztecs aren't necessarily happy with the current contract that the Mountain West has going right now.
No, so basically what happened is the ACC and Big Ten decided, hey, let's do a little challenge series, and it's great for the ACC and Big Ten. It doesn't really hurt anybody, and it makes for great TV, and ESPN's behind it. They can make some money off of it. And so all these other conferences said, hey, we should do one too. And so the Mountain West got into this one with the Missouri Valley Conference and did it for 4 years and then renewed it for four more years against the wishes of many of their coaches. Mm. And now that is ending, and then in 2 years they are very close to finalizing a deal with the Atlantic 10, which is either further east. And again, it comes down to non-conference scheduling. San Diego State has no problem getting high-quality games. They've played half of the Pac-12 in the last few years. They can call up most Pac-12 teams to get a home-and-home with them. They don't need to travel to some of these really remote destinations, and there's so much travel involved in the Mountain West. They don't want to travel unnecessarily in November and December because they have to do it more than any other Mountain West team does. And so that's what's really behind it. And the conference looks at it as, our lower level teams need to get games, and they need to get games against, teams outside the region. And so this is a way to kind of force them to play these games. But it doesn't help your high-end teams, UNLV, New Mexico, San Diego State, maybe Nevada, Boise. They don't need these games, these series to get games. And so that's why they're opposed to it. I don't think it'll have any bearing. I think they'll get stuck with it, and they'll be, going to play St. Bonaventure or something in 2 years and in a brutal road trip that's just going to – and it's not just so much that one game. It's what happens after that. It's right. Residual effect. If they come out with dead legs tonight, part of it may be from the road trip over the weekend.
Good point. Bob Lanier, by the way, got a little angry because your reference to St. Bonaventure. He was a superstar there, Hall of Famer, as you know. Mark Ziegler's with us. Hey, Mark, with Nevada ranked number 6 in the nation right now, and I mean, my hat's off to Eric Musselman, a San Diego guy, and what he's built there. And he's got a little bit of an interesting deal going because he's got fifth-year seniors that could have moved on and played elsewhere as graduate seniors, but they've all stayed there. Nevada has a top 10 team in this conference. I know USD is in a conference with the number one team, Gonzaga, but as far as the Aztecs are concerned, is this a little different season where they may be able to absorb a loss or two here and there and still get a shot at the NCAA tournament? I know we're not using RPI anymore. We're using that other metric, but you know what I'm talking about? It seems like if San Diego State playing in the Mountain West Conference has been good and bad. The bad part has been if they ever lose a few games, they're kind of out of it. Yeah, then they got to win the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, they welcome a team like Nevada. It really helps everybody in the conference because even if you lose that game, it doesn't hurt your what used to be the RPI, now is the NET. It really enhances it because it's a quality loss, so to speak. And the problem in the Mountain West is the lower half. You can't lose those games, and it's just, with the travel and the altitude, going to Air Force is really, really hard. And, you have to do that not once or twice. You got to do that 6 times in altitude for a sea-level team every year. And you slip up once, now you've got to be able to counteract that with a real quality win. And that's what, Nevada allows them to do. If they can get a win against Nevada and they can get through a game like tonight and get through the game at Cal on Saturday and beat BYU at home on the 22nd of December, boy, they're looking pretty good there.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing. But the problem is that the rest of the Mountain West hasn't really upheld its end of the bargain. People thought it would be a lot better this year than it has been in New Mexico. who was picked third in the conference, lost by 35 last night against New Mexico State. The second time they've lost to New Mexico State this year. So it's the rest of the league isn't doing well enough to really help them in when they go play those teams.
You know, it's funny as you talk about New Mexico and they're bad and the whole thing, but I don't care what New Mexico is. Going up there to Albuquerque and playing in that pit and that road trip, like you said, the altitude and the atmosphere, the Mountain West Conference is full of that. Why does the committee not take any of that into account when they're sitting there picking at large teams? I mean, Duke travels 5 miles to play half of its games.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. I think, on the years that they have somebody from the conference on the committee, with Craig Thompson's been on it, and Jim Stirk was going to be on it before he left. They can try to explain those things. I just don't think any of those athletic directors really have an appreciation for what the travel's like in the Mountain West. And it's a lot. I mean, there are some leagues that have some tough travel and tough places to play, but just in terms of the logistics of getting from point A to point B, and I can tell you, I don't play the games. I can tell you what it does to my body going from 60 degrees to 30 degrees or 20 degrees.
I do it every year, and I don't play the games. Yeah, it's crazy.
It wipes you out. And it's, you're like, well, it's just an hour and a half flight. But no, when you get off the plane and you get hit with the cold and dry air and all that, the altitude, it really messes with you physiologically. And so, it's unfortunate that people don't understand how hard it is to win in Laramie, Wyoming, or in Colorado Springs, or at Boise, or in Albuquerque in the pit.
Right.
You just go on and on and on. Even at Fort Collins, it's tough. So it's unfortunate that that isn't taken into consideration, because if it was, I think this would not be a one-bid league at all.
Well, there it is right there. San Diego State will take on USD tonight, 7 p.m. at VAS Arena. Mark Ziegler, we appreciate your time as always. Look forward to having you on again.
My pleasure. Talk to you guys.
Thanks, Mark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.